Mini episode 372 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationchatter.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the FDH Lounge Pantheon Redemption. Its original dignitaries, Rick Morris and Chris Galloway, joined by longtime FDH Lounge dignitaries, John Adams, Matt Patrone, Anthony Patrone. Going through today, it has been decided we are redeeming five Pantheon categories. The rest will be done subsequently. I'm going to guess probably sometime in the spring here, but our full list of ones that were purged, we're about halfway through that list here today. We are going to be wrapping this up with chain restaurants. So we will be seeking the input of our dignitaries, and we are always on the lookout for more members of the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, which are actually, it goes beyond the dignitary family for the voting of this here. So you can always hit us up at the FDH Lounge on Twitter, and that is a way to become an additional member of the Academy. And again, we're always seeking more input for these categories. This one today, we are redeeming Best Chain Restaurant, which I know is a sore spot with the Patrones that McDonald's ended up winning. And very interesting, as I look at the pattern of votes that came in on that, there were 8 votes to purge out of the 12 that were cast. First 4 people that voted purged, next 4 did not, last 4 voted to purge. Very strange. The patterns that emerge on these things sometimes fascinating. But so it was nip and tuck to whether we were even going to purge this one at all. Thankfully, we did. We now will all nominate something here, put it to a vote on our point system. 5 through 1, or I guess 4 through 1, or 3 through 1 if we end up nominating duplicate ones here. I will start, and it's a tough one. There's a lot of chains that I really like, and there's no chain that I feel particularly strongly about, which I suppose food snobs would say is a good thing, because food snobs are not necessarily into that. Johnny, I think there's a lot of people in Tremont that don't like the concept of chains to begin with, right?
So yeah, I can speak to that. But yeah. Everywhere. There was an interesting... I saw something on TV recently with one of the chefs on one of the morning news programs, The National, and his concept of he wants Americans to get away from the concept of a foodie, people that like really good food, drink, they think it's important to eat healthy, wholesome food. Well, that should be everybody. So everybody should get food.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, you know, this is one where I almost considered voting for one that I haven't been to yet, but I decided I can't do that because I like Chinese food. I've really gotten into it more the last couple of years. Never been to P.F. Chang's. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Ultimately, I can't vote for it if I haven't been there. So, again, I don't know how much traction there's going to be for this choice, and there's any number of them I guess I could have gone with. I will throw out Five Guys. What they're doing with the whole burger and fry concept, albeit, again, for anybody that's been there, while I put them over, let me mention also the price on that vis-a-vis what you generally pay for burger and fries. Yeah, you know, it's not a bargain, but it's very good. So I will go with Five Guys as I simultaneously backhand them and put them over.
I think what they're doing is great. They make a great burger, although I would argue that their burger is still not as good as Swenson's. That said, it's just a wrinkle to whatever a lot of other places do. Fresh cut fries, burgers made on the spot. They're great, but I almost feel like they are just sort of the celeb du jour when it comes to sort of a fast food place everybody's excited about. And I wonder how long that will ride in the public's mind in terms of what a great place it is. They're hot right now, but there's really nothing that they're doing that is earth-shattering in terms of their production of burgers and fries.
Yeah.
Kind of looking like Ricky's going to lose again.
Oh, I might.
No, I'm not saying no. I think that's a very valid nominee. I mean, I would take, before getting to my nominee, I would throw out all the different kinds. You have the iconics. You've got KFC, Colonel Sanders, starting off one shop building. You have McDonald's, the same kind of deal. I mean, we talk about the hamburger as an iconic thing. We finished second to the Reuben. You had the Big Mac as an iconic sandwich one. How about the business that created the Big Mac? Put it out there.
Okay, but are we talking restaurant?
We're talking chain.
Okay. Chain restaurant, not right. Chain fast food.
Well, it's still a restaurant.
Yeah, we're not distinguishing on that. By the way, too, and speaking of things we're not distinguishing on here, again, I give a lot of latitude on what's out there. I tried to lead by example on mine. I did not vote for, we're not banning the concept of regional ones, I guess, here, but like I didn't vote for Winking Lizard, even though if I could have voted for a regional one or anyone including that, I probably would
Maybe
have.
Maybe that's a subcategory to come.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody can't, but I am saying, think about this, is that a regional is not going to win this one, realistically. A regional is only going to get you 1 or 2 points pretty much across the board. So that's just my
I'll give you a great regional that should probably win.
What?
In-N-Out Burger.
Okay. I've heard good things about it.
And so you can go through this. You can go high-end chains,
mm-hmm.
Ruth's Chris,
mm-hmm.
Steakhouse, Morton's.
Never
you
been
know,
to either.
They're great steakhouses, great food. They're still a chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so foodies might not get excited. But,
oh, no, it's I've so
you know, you could go, when you break this down, you could go, well, who has the most restaurants? Well, Subway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're clearly a great chain in the sense that they have themselves on the map all over the place. You've got new ones that have brought new types of food to wide swaths of the American public,
mm-hmm.
In Chipotle, in you know, beyond the fast BC version that Taco Bell has traditionally dished out. And don't
right.
get me wrong, I like Taco Bell at different times. Not a usual for me. If you talk regional, our area here, we have Swenson's. You know, I know people, that, you know, myself included, that just love Swenson's beyond belief.
Swenson's
I'll go out of my
good.
Way to
yeah.
go to Swenson's.
Very good.
And so,
well, I'll
so the whole chain thing, and P.F. Chang's, by the way,
yeah.
I mean, that's my favorite Chinese place to eat.
Okay.
Has been for years. I love P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, I really would like to eat at one of those at some point. Talk about regional chains, too. Again, we purge them for best fast food meal or sandwich. Mr. Heroes. And again, love it or hate it, and it's not the healthiest of things, but damn is it good. The cheesesteaks and the cheeseburgers. I'm not a Roman burger kind of a guy because it's got that icky salami on it, but yeah, it's awesome.
There's a lot of ways you can go with nominating a chain restaurant because it is so broad, because it goes from
right.
It goes from fast food,
right.
Subway to, you know, McDonald's, all the way up to Morton's. Smith and Walensky. I mean, it goes for, you know, huge. There's a huge broad spectrum.
Well, I know the patrons will back me up on this. One of our fellow FDH Lounge dignitaries and our good friend Mike Petak, the guy relentlessly puts over Outback Steakhouse at every opportunity. So that's a quality place.
Okay.
You're just gonna let that
I will, but I'm going to try to balance. I nominee here between the fast food spectrum and the quality of food.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go highbrow a la Ruth's Chris or something like that with white tablecloth service. And I'm not going to go fast food, you know, a la Burger King. Wendy's has had a great resurrection story in the last couple of years under their new management.
Buttered buns.
They are an Ohio company,
mm-hmm.
and a lot to be proud of there. But I'm going to balance all this out. And my nominee is going to be one that I have found through my experience that young kids like, and there's things there that they can find. I find that there is old people that like a lot of stuff on the menu. All of my grandparents over there, I always give them cards holidays. They love it. Foodies like it as a restaurant fast foodie chain alternative. They're not, they don't poo-poo it, so to speak.
Do they have grass-fed beef?
I don't know. But I will say, so I'm balancing salami. All of these various varying categories of people and types of quality versus accessibility and everything else, and I'm going to nominate Panera Bread.
Okay.
And again, my experience has been that is a wide spectrum of young to old that like that. They have a quality menu. It's served quickly. It is certainly a chain restaurant, but what you get in terms of the quality of the food and the speed in which you get it at this chain restaurant, I think, is probably second to none. And if you cornered people in Fremont, they would probably be willing to admit that if they were going to be out and about not eating at some local place, they'd probably eat a place like Panera because of the quality of ingredients and all that. I'm going to nominate Panera Bread based on balance of all those things.
I've heard grumbling from some people that I'm not going to mention, Dad, about price there. That is something that versus what you're getting versus.
Right. This says the guy who nominated Five Guys and their overpriced burgers.
I'm not complaining.
Right.
I'm passing along a secondhand complaint.
There's
here.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It is a little pricey, but certainly not the most pricey in that sort of
right.
genre. I give Panera a lot of credit. They were the ones that tried a couple of locations in a couple cities where they eliminated prices on the menu and asked people to pay whatever it is they felt it was worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a grand experiment that I don't think actually was not a success, but it created some other issues in terms of their supply chain, in terms of, I don't know, there was a whole white paper out on it, why they went away from it. It caused other issues unexpected. Actually, what they found was a lot of people would pay more if given the voluntarily, you know, they wouldn't say pay $2 for a sandwich. If they retailed the sandwich at $6, they might get $7 or $8. People would actually pay more than what they had been traditionally charging. So a really interesting experiment talk about cost.
They actually gave me the great entrepreneurial idea for a heavy metal sandwich shop called Pantera Bread. I do want to open one of those in the near future.
But they do so much, you know, you can get food there, but then it's also a full-blown, like, bakery.
Yeah.
You can come in and out and get bagels and bread or desserts and leave. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, so there's a variety of stuff there.
Well,
that's why I nominated.
For people that have the cost critique, I think that's kind of the thing there. Their place on the Venn diagram vis-a-vis a place like Dunkin' Donuts, okay, their stuff's a little more high-end, but is it higher-end enough to justify the gap in the price? I think that's what some people would be pointing at. I'm not saying it's a ripoff.
I don't necessarily, price point was not my main criteria.
I understand.
It was more about versatility and what a lot of people like in terms of quality that you get versus the accessibility of being fast.
I'm just playing devil's advocate
on
a point.
I mean, if it was my personal choice, I'd probably pick Ruth's Chris for a chain restaurant.
Okay.
I love that place.
Okay.
Even though Cleveland lost theirs. But
I was going to say, I've never been.
Yeah, fantastic steaks.
Okay.
And you can throw Fleming's in there, too. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's my nominee for a whole spectrum of reasons.
All right, Five Guys and Panera Bread. Johnny, you got yours?
Yeah, and I thought about my expectations.
Okay.
And I'm going to meet my expectations. And I actually am a big fan of Panera.
Okay.
For the record.
I
really enjoy their bagel. Really enjoy their stuff. A place I would consider when I go there meets my expectations or exceeds most times I go.
By the way, side note on Panera Bread. They, I believe, swallowed up. I think it was a merger some years ago. There was one or two of these in the Cleveland area. I don't think it was necessarily a national chain, but maybe more Eastern-based. The Atlanta Bread Company. I don't know if anybody ever had a chance to eat there.
It's an excellent place.
Yes.
I buy their bagels at Sam's Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They were really good. They had the deal of like the soup and the bread bowl kind of thing, which was pretty good. I like that. Okay. Back to yours.
I did think about a couple regional chains. Winking Lizard did come to mind, as well as Aladdin, which is versatile. And Swenson, I do enjoy that Galley Boy burger. I actually went with Chipotle.
Okay.
Based on what I said earlier, most times meeting or exceeding the expectation.
Okay.
And knowing what you're going to get. My second thing I was considering was value for, you know, wholesome food, grilled meat. So, Chipotle.
Interesting. This is going to be very close, I am predicting, amongst all of these. Anthony, Matt, which of you guys is up next here?
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
I do got to say, yes, these are all restaurants, but I was under the assumption of it being a restaurant at fast food.
Okay.
And
you
can
go either way.
This is my own argument with the whole category right here, where it should have been maybe broken down a little bit different.
Okay.
To say fast food restaurant or restaurant.
Okay.
My definition of a restaurant is down, you get a waiter or a waitress to the table. You stand at a counter and get you.
And while these three aren't fast food as most people would think of it, they're fast food by your definition
right.
of you get it at a window.
Right.
Yeah.
But yes, they are all restaurants.
Yeah.
In that thinking, I said Applebee's.
Okay.
Applebee's is a sit-down restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for a waiter or a waitress to come get your food. It's not very pricey.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over America. I mean, movies, people go to Applebee's.
Right.
So that was just my thought of it. I didn't have to take anything away from the fast food restaurant. Just my opinion. It
okay.
A restaurant sit-down.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've never had any complaints about it. I don't know if they still do this, but they used to have the deal of, at least maybe on some nights, after 10, I think all the appies were like only $3. That was a hell of a deal. Go in there and get you some wings and cheese sticks for $6. Can't beat that with a stick.
I don't even eat there that often.
Uh-huh.
I just figured it to be an all-around American-type restaurant. It's a chain restaurant.
Right. It's sort of like Michael Douglas, sans Liberace, in that it's like pretty much the average, the mean of all the chain restaurant experiences.
And that's what
there.
I was going for.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you know, you may not find anything that thrills you. You probably won't find anything you hate. You should find something there that you're reasonably happy with. So,
right.
Okay. All right. Predictability. You know what you're going to get, unless you screw up and you do order something bad. But, all right, Anthony, that comes to you.
Well, going through it, sitting here looking on my laptop in a different thing. You know, you look at a good one, and this isn't my nominee, but something like that.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to region, like Cameo, which I and I had dinner last night, but it all comes down to great play. It's got great atmosphere. It's a good quality price. It's Roto.
Okay. I like that place. Is that one of the places that gives you peanuts?
Ooh.
Okay. That's a bonus.
And yes, Rick, you can throw the shells on the floor.
Nice. By the way, as far as defunct ones, I know Johnny will back me up on this. The old Ground Round back in the day was quality. I had to like that.
Yeah, with the funny mirror, too. Yeah.
I can agree with the old Ground Round.
Ground Round was awesome back in the day. Yeah, that was – I don't even know if they
My
had
My favorite
those.
Place as a kid was Ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
Bar
yeah.
none. When I yeah, was a awesome, kid, it awesome. Was my favorite place.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, what's the one that's kind of the spiritual descendant of it now? Golden – what is it?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Oh,
that's its disgusting,
I'm almost
disgusting
rethinking.
Younger cousin.
Oh, I love that buffet so much, though. I haven't been there in a long time, but that's, oh, I'm almost rethinking myself.
So he goes to the buffet and just gets meat and bread.
Yeah.
The occasional American cheese on
and
whatever
chicken,
meat and bread
and
it
chicken,
is.
Chicken, as long yeah. as it came from Long John Silver's.
Oh, yeah. I love fried
chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Gotta be bread.
It's gotta be, yeah. Fried chicken is awesome. I'm
surprised you didn't roll with Popeyes.
Popeyes is pretty awesome, too. That was, Yeah, Popeyes is the bomb. This is really tough as I'm looking at this here. As I'm going through on mine, I'll give 5 points to Five Guys, fittingly. 4 points to, I'm going to go with Texas Roadhouse. I'll go with 3 for Panera Bread, 2 for Applebee's, and 1 point for Chipotle. Nothing against Chipotle, but it's a tough field as I see it.
All right, I'm gonna start at the bottom again. This was good grouping. So
okay.
And nothing against you, Rick. I think I voted against you on the bottom on all
yeah.
of them. I'm going to go with Five Guys. I just don't think it's all that great of a place. Price, you know, you can get a good quality burger elsewhere. Five Guys is going to cost you your left arm and maybe your right leg.
I knew it might not be fancy enough for you, Ant, so that's okay.
I got Chipotle at 2.
All right.
I got Panera Bread at 3.
All right.
Applebee's at 4.
Okay.
And, of course, Texas Roadhouse at 5.
Okay. All right, so close to the inverse of what I had, pretty much across the board there. So we're pretty much even after 2 votes being cast. Close to even anyways.
I'll go ahead and go because it's not much of a shocker.
Okay.
But I got Applebee's is 5. Texas
okay.
Roadhouse is 4. Panera Bread is 3. Chipotle is 2. And Five Guys is 1.
Okay. All right, that's going to take us to Johnny and Chris to determine our final winner of the day here, cumulatively, I suppose. You ready to go, Johnny?
Yeah.
All right.
5, I have Panera. 4. Chipotle, 3, Five Guys, 2, Texas Roadhouse, 1, Applebee's.
Okay, all right. And, okay, that'll take us to you, Chris. Okay, all right, okay. Oh, I think this is going to be really jammed up. This is as I predicted. This may be our closest one top to bottom.
But it might, I do think this requires us thinking to revisit the category or put it into subcategories,
yeah.
As Matt was saying. I think it would be good to separate it with the
fast food versus
yeah,
sit down.
Yeah.
Right.
With a waitress.
With the, you know, then the service can be a factor.
You know, and you can break that down even further when you talk about sit down service from, you could call it economical and you could call it high end.
Okay. Yeah.
High end chains versus economical.
That's true. Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways to slice this.
Regional.
Yeah.
National.
And I would just revisit, even though it was purged, mm-hmm. it does deserve, I think, an eternal honorable mention, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's is America when you step outside the United States. People think of Coca-Cola. They think of McDonald's. They think of Marlboro.
Johnny Blue Jeans, you like going to McDonald's?
You know, right. I mean, there are times when you're out and traveling in parts of the world and you go, God, if I could just find the McDonald's for one meal. Honestly.
Yeah.
Thinking of an American restaurant, yes, McDonald's could be probably even stay at the top of the list.
It is.
If you're just saying
it is obviously iconic, Ronald McDonald.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about charitable works, the Ronald McDonald House.
Yep.
You know, you ask people a chain restaurant, the first thing that most people are going to think of is, oh, McDonald's.
Right.
So they deserve an honorable mention, even though they got purged. I almost renominated, even though I voted to purge.
Okay.
I did so intentionally. I was going to renominate them just to put them back in the mix because they deserve to be, frankly.
Yeah.
But I also felt that my nominee just needed a voice because of the breadth of the appeal, I think.
Well, McDonald's is purged. Going here bottom to top. This was, I think, probably the closest of all the ones we voted on today. With 12 votes in last place, Chipotle, 13 points for Applebee's, 14 for Five Guys. I think I topped out at a third place finisher today. Yay. 14 points for that. 17 points for one that kind of quietly did fairly well on this, Texas Roadhouse, which means 19 points for Panera Bread, which will replace McDonald's as our best chain restaurant. So we are 5 for 5, I'd say, in the course of this thing, and significantly going above where we were.
And I will bet you money, and I want you to do this when you send this out. Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
You send out the ballots for the categories that we don't vote on.
Purged,
replaced. I want you to send out and ask whether or not our new nominee, Panera Bread, should be purged, and see how many votes you get to potentially purge Panera Bread.
Okay.
Well, immediately.
Immediately.
Interesting.
It's an experiment.
All right.
Since I was the nominee of it.
It seems to be polarizing.
I wanna throw it out there, and maybe we our votes shouldn't count. Maybe we should just, because I might vote to purge it too, just to see what happens. But maybe we shouldn't count. I'd love to see what everybody else comes back with, like purge it or don't purge it.
Well, something here that is kind of fitting when we look at this. We did 5 categories, 5 replacements today. I guess 5 will be pending subsequently next time around with the Pantheon Redemption. And looking at the number of winners nominated as we go through here, Anthony nominated a winner with the Reuben Best Sandwich. Johnny nominated a winner for Best Versatile Actor with Tom Hanks. Fittingly, it is Chris who is sort of the father of the Pantheon Purge. He came up with the idea to do this in the first place with 3 replacements he nominated today. Charlie Chaplin for Best Thespian, and the Big Mac for Best Fast Food Sandwich or Meal, and Panera Bread for Best Chain Restaurant. So Chris has put up 3 of the 5 that are the winners today.
Well, I want to thank the panel for tolerating my nominees and considering them.
I think we should have a taste test for the sandwich next time. We should bring in a Big Mac. Slice it, you know, into pieces. We should bring in your sandwich. I forgive me. I know I'm going to mispronounce it. The peanut butter and
the fluffernutter.
Thank you. We should bring in one of those.
I'll make you a bunch of them.
Yes.
Because one won't be enough for you.
I saw on Facebook. Did you bring a bunch of that material back from New England?
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Well, we got that, and again, yeah, it'll probably be springtime when next we convene to do one of these things, but I will say this, if it ends up not being grilling weather, if we end up not reprising the cheddar brats, I promise that more of the pizza I bring will be pepperoni next time. I've learned my lesson about that, so.
Well, we could always grill burgers, of course, yours with cheese only, Rick.
Cheese only, yes.
Rick, you could just get cheese pizzas and then a stick of pepperoni. We could just slice it ourselves if we want the pepperoni.
I can handle
there.
That. I can get some grass-fed.
Yes, please. Please do.
And from lactose intolerant vegan diet pigs.
That's right.
On that note, thank you all for being here for the Pantheon today. Thank you all for listening, but thank you all for being here. The gentleman who joined me, original FDH Lounge dignitary, Chris Galloway, John Adams, and the Patron brothers, Matt and Anthony. Many thanks to all.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.